From WBUR Boston, I'm Tom Ashbrook, and this is On Point.
What else can I do but to sit and think of you and how love walked through that door and moved boldly across the floor. But love's not here anymore. What else can I do?
Kat Edmondson has a voice you do not forget. It's new, it's old, it's one of a kind. When she sings, "I Just Wasn't Made for These Times" on her new album, you're inclined to agree, then disagree. She covers Cole Porter, she covers the Beach Boys, she sings her own new songs. She sounds, right now, this hour On Point singer Kat Edmondson. You can join the conversation. What do you hear in the voice, the delivery, the resonance of Kat Edmondson? Is she a singer of our times, of a bygone era? We're at 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK, and you can comment at our website, onpointradio.org, or on Twitter and Facebook at On Point Radio.
Where do I go? Where there's no one that I know.
Joining me now from Austin, Texas, is singer-songwriter Kat Edmondson. She got her start singing at open mic nights and bouncing off American Idol. Her 2009 debut album, Take to the Sky, put her on the map on the jazz festival circuit. Now she's drawing raves all over. Her new album, just out, is Way Down Low. Kat Edmondson, welcome to the show.
Hi, Tom. Thank you.
It's great to have you. Listen, there's a lot about music I don't know, but we had Lyle Lovett on a couple of weeks ago, and I heard you sing the duet on his new album, Release Me, of Baby, It's Cold Outside. And it just spun my head straight around. My goodness, you sort of stepped right in front of Mr. Lyle Lovett there on his own album. That's some performance. What's it like to sing with Lyle?
Oh, well, it's a dream come true. I've been a fan of Lyle's for years and years, and I never anticipated that he would reach out to me and ask me to come and sing with him. And so every time I get the chance, I pinch myself.
Now, we know from talking to Lyle, his mom took him down to Houston. He took guitar lessons and he, you know, put in all that work. Everybody talks about how you never had formal voice training. So how'd you do it?
That's true.
So and yet you're singing all these classics. People have got you. They're talking about Peggy Lee and Billie Holiday and all the rest when they listen to you. How do you swing that, Kat?
Well, you know, they say I don't have formal voice training, which is true, but I think I had the best training of all, which is immersion in the music through old records and musicals that I was watching and just any kind of exposure. The first show I ever saw as a young girl was an incarnation of the Ink Spots. And so the music that I was being exposed to was incredibly influential, and I did what children do, and I mimicked what I was hearing. So I came by it in a seemingly very natural way, but just as one would learn a language or something, I was just immersed in that style, and so that's how this came about.
We want to listen to you as we hear your story. There's one of your own songs on the new album is I'm Not in Love. Oh, you can tell us, but let's listen first. Here's Kat Edmondson off Way Down Low, I'm Not in Love.
I'll go through life wearing entirely sensible shoes, never to fear glass slippers I'd lose, because I'm not in love. I'll never be
Kat Edmondson, I'm Not in Love. You're bold, and our listeners are paying close attention already. Kat Edmondson joins us from Austin, Texas. Barbara's calling from Madison, New Jersey. Barbara, what do you hear?
Hi. Well, I hear Kat Edmondson reminds me a little bit of Billie Holiday.
Why?
Oh, thank you.
You know, I was trying to describe that to the person who answered the phone. I would say sort of the way she goes around the notes a little bit, or sort of a lilt to her voice. And, hard to describe, but I do hear that.
Yeah. Barbara, I appreciate your call. Kat, Barbara's not the first person to make that comparison. You know music. What's going on there that makes people think that?
You know, I would love to really embrace that compliment, but I can't. I'll never agree that I sound like Billie Holiday, because Billie Holiday is Billie Holiday. I feel like I don't even belong in that department, but I think I understand what people are saying when they say that, actually, because when I started singing with the band, I really intended to use my voice as an instrument, and I was singing different horn lines, and I was thinking of my voice as different instrumentation, a saxophone or a trumpet, often a trumpet. And I read, actually, somewhere in a book recently that Billie Holiday was very much trying to do that. She was singing like Louis Armstrong and his trumpet playing, and she was one of the band. So I that lilting that she talked about, that's very deliberate, I guess, on my part. I'm always trying to sound more like an instrument, and of course they say that musicians are always mimicking the voice with their instruments.
It takes maybe it's just your nature, but it seems like it takes a certain kind of courage to do that. I mean, you're bending notes and you're playing, and it's not straight line conventional at all, but that play ends up being, I think, in part what people really respond to. Is that just the way you are, or are you sort of, you know, making two gritty fists and saying, I'm going to do it, I'm going to make some different kind of sound, I'm going to be an instrument? Is it hard, or just what comes out of you, Kat?
I've been such a ham all my life. When I was a little girl, I was just ready to perform for anybody that came over to the house, and anybody, even, you know, the repairman. It was my opportunity to go into the closet and get something really spectacular to put on and then come out and put on a show. So I that courage has always been there, and fortunately, I really didn't have anybody telling me that I couldn't do this and then I wouldn't be good at that. And so that never got in my way. A lot of the courage, I think, is founded in naivete and just a dreamy little kid, but it's behooved me quite a bit.
Speaking of dreamy little kid, you're no kid anymore. What are you, 28 or something like that now? And yet we listen to your voice and you've got this, there's a juvenile quality to it. I mean that in a complimentary way. It makes your music very distinctive. Where do you get that kind of, you know, like the voice that never grew up? And yet it's so sophisticated.
Uh-huh. Thank you. I don't know where that comes from. I mean, you could probably tell by my speaking voice that it is so. And I'm not very tall. I'm 5 feet, and I think my frame matches my voice pretty well.
You know, years and years ago, I worked at a saloon outside Fairbanks, Alaska, and there was a piano player there who would come up in the summer when there were more people around and would play every night in the Malamute Saloon. And she had been the voice of Snow White, of all things, many years before in Walt
Wow.
Disney movies. It sounds like you might have a little Walt Disney character quality to that voice if you ever felt like going for it, Kat.
Absolutely, Tom. And the Sherman brothers, who wrote a lot of the Disney music, are just songwriting heroes of mine. But I've always really loved all things Disney and fantasized about doing that kind of work in some kind of animation film or whatever might come up.
If you wish upon a star, it might just come to you. Johannes in Nashville, Tennessee. Thanks for calling, Johannes. You're on with Kat Edmondson.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
Very well.
I just want to congratulate Kat for your success. And just wanted to let you know that the first time I heard your voice, I got goosebumps.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was very pretty. And, you know, you're you. It's your own identity. It's your voice. You're Kat Edmondson. I know you will be compared to different singers, but you'll probably go down in history too because you're great.
Oh, thank you.
Hey.
Thank you very much.
Is that what was the judge's name? Randy?
Yeah.
That's not what Randy Jackson said on American Idol.
He said I didn't look like a star dog.
That's literally what he said to you?
Mm-hmm.
You don't look like a star dog?
Mm-hmm.
And that was that. What year was that, Kat?
What year was that? I was 19, so let's do math.
So we're talking almost a decade ago.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm glad you did not let that did not let that get you down. We're going to hear a lot more from Kat Edmondson's new album, Way Down Low, in this hour. You raised the money to put this album together online at Kickstarter.com. Is that true, Kat?
Yes.
How much did it take?
The album in itself cost over $50,000. I raised $53,000, and I had asked for $50,000.
Boy, you want to think about what it takes, the grit it takes to be a singer these days and make it work, and then have the song come out like Kat Edmondson's. There's just another taste of it. This is Whispering Grass from her new album, Way Down Low. It's a cover, of course, the song by Doris and Fetty Fisher, 1940s hit from the Inkspots, a black vocal harmony group that paved the way for doo-wop. Here it comes from Kat Edmondson. She joins us today from Austin, Texas. You can join the conversation as well. What do you hear in the voice, the delivery of Kat Edmondson? Is this our Peggy Lee, our Billie Holiday? Do you hear jazz, pop, something vintage, something else? 800-423-8255 is our number. Kat, please stand by. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point.
Don't you tell it to the trees, 'cause they will tell the birds and bees, and everyone will know, because you told the blabbering trees. Yeah. Told them once before, and it's no secret anymore. Summertime, and the living is easy.
I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. We're talking this hour with singer and songwriter Kat Edmondson about channeling the great jazz singers of the past and making her own way to the future. Kat joins us from Austin, Texas. Her new album is Way Down Low. Behind us right here from her first album, Take to the Sky, Summertime, Gershwin's great composition. Let's just listen for a minute.
So hush, little baby, don't you cry.
Kat Edmondson with Summertime. You can join the conversation this hour. What do you think? Can a jazz singer sing Cole Porter and Gershwin and the Beach Boys all at the same time? What do you say to the grittiness of a singer who raises her own funding on Kickstarter.com, who's done it all without formal voice training, who got swatted off American Idol years ago and kept right on going? We're at 800-423-8255, 800-423-TALK. We came across Kat Edmondson when we had Lyle Lovett on just a couple of weeks ago, and just couldn't get enough of it. She's here with us today from Austin, Texas. Kat, I want to do a little experiment right here. There's you with Summertime. Let's put Billie Holiday right up against it and see what we've got in terms of difference and similarity.
One of these mornings, you're going to rise up singing.
Okay, Kat, you say you learned by listening. Did you listen to Billie Holiday?
I never did, actually. She wasn't one of the vocalists that my mom was playing around the house. Peggy Lee, Ella Fitzgerald, Keeley Smith, those were the ladies that I heard a lot of. I listened to Judy Garland in musicals, so Billie really was... it wasn't until I actually started pursuing the standards that I started listening to her. And I can't say that she hasn't been an influence to me. I think she's an influence to every female singer singing standards. And again, Well, Tom, I'm afraid that was very cruel of you to play her right after my song.
Oh, stand up. You can take it. You can take it more and more. I hear a little more brass in her voice. We've got listeners listening very closely here. Brett writes to us. He says, I can hear influence of Billie Holiday's, the later years with Nova Vibrato, but I can also hear a bit of the coquettish sounds of Blossom Deary, whose voice he says he grew to love. Thinking about your voice, he says, I would not use the word ephemeral. I would use the word ethereal. It's definitely got that kind of breathy quality to very often to your delivery, Kat.
That's true. I like to explore the nuance in my voice, and I'm often getting to the quietest place that I can.
Nashville is coming in for you like crazy. Shantae's calling from Nashville for Kat Edmondson. Shantae, you're on the air.
Hi, Tom.
Hi.
I just wanted to say that when I listen to Miss Edmondson, it just reminds me of home. Like, you're curled up on the couch with a good book and a warm fire, and there's music in the background, and when you listen, you're just comforted and relaxed, and it's perfect.
I'm honored at that comparison.
That's great, Shannon. Curl right up at home. That's great. Let's get one more. Joshua in Nashville. You're on, Joshua.
Hi, Tom.
Hi.
Well, I first heard about Kat. Hey, Kat, good to talk to you.
Hi.
I heard about you a couple nights ago on All Things Considered, and it was just captivated by your voice. It just sends a good kind of chill up my spine when I hear it. And it reminds me of Blossom Deary. I think I just heard Tom mention that. Just timeless and really girly, I guess, is what it is. Very feminine. So I looked up your website yesterday, and now I get to talk to you today. So fantastic.
Yay.
That's pretty
here
good.
You got a fan, and here in Nashville, definitely. Thank you so much.
Sounds like
much luck in the future.
Thank you, Joshua. Sounds like more than one. It's great to have your call. Kat, would you be kind enough to play us something live there in the studio in Austin?
Absolutely. Joshua, speaking of luck, here you go. This is lucky. Happiness feels like this, your heart upon your sleeve. Oh, there's a place in time and space where we can all be free. So meet me at the rainbow's end. We don't even have to pretend that we know what it is we're looking for. We're looking for life is just a dream. Lucky you, lucky, lucky me. Life is just a dream. Lucky you, lucky, lucky me. Have you found higher ground, or are you lost at sea? Or do you know where you go is where I want to be? So cast your troubles into the sky. They can be the stars in our eyes, and we can count them all another day. From far away, life is just a dream. lucky you, lucky, lucky me. Life is just a dream. Ooh, lucky, lucky me.
Cat Edmondson playing for us live there from the studio in Austin, Texas, with Lucky off her new album, Way Down Low, accompanied in the studio by guitarist Jake Langley. Thank you, Jake. Song co-written you're welcome. Thank you. Co-written by Kat and Kevin Lovejoy, who she thanks in the album credits for being her partner in crime on Lucky. You may have heard it in the TV series The United States of Tara. It's also in a Serta mattress commercial with that "life is just a dream" line. I guess they like that, Kat. Kat, I want to bring in a kind of super fan of yours, a very prominent one at that. Stephen Greenlee joins us right now, features editor, jazz critic for the Boston Globe. Absolutely head over heels for you, your music, the new album Way Down Low. Stephen Greenlee, thanks very much for joining us.
Hi, Tom. Thanks for having me. Hi, Kat.
Hey.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Steve, you are pulling out the big guns of rhetoric for this album. One of the greatest vocal albums I've ever heard, you write. You can't use that too often in your business. Why for this one, Steve?
No, and I've never used it before, and I don't know that I'll ever say it again. I just think it's the most amazing album I've heard in a long, long time. It's definitely the most powerful vocal album I've heard this century, at least, perhaps even longer. It's timeless, you know. It evokes a bygone era, but her personal vision and her voice are just unparalleled.
You write about emotional gravitas, flirtatiousness, quirkiness, and then I mean you're firing off your Blossom Dearie and Bjork and Billie Holiday and Madeleine Peru, and yet she's all of those and none of those. What sets Kat apart, Steve?
Well, I think she's got her own individual voice, which a lot of people, including me and some of your callers, compare to other great singers like the ones you've mentioned, as well as Peggy Lee and some others. But it's also the way that she delivers her music and the way she arranges her tunes. And she's got this way of pausing dramatically between phrases and words and notes. She'll sing behind the beat one moment, ahead of the beat another. It's these little subtle things that she does. You mentioned earlier this note bending quality, mm-hmm. that she employs, and that's definitely a big part of it. And you know, more than that, her music, it doesn't sound like anything else on the radio now, but it's also, it could be on the radio at any time. To me, you know, it brings up memories of 1940s jazz, but it brings up memories of 1970s AM pop. You know, it's the kind of music that I might have heard when I was a little kid getting ready for school in the morning, mm-hmm. With my parents playing the radio in the morning. But it sounds like a lot of different things, but it sounds like it's all her own at the same time.
You're right that if she were singing in the 1940s or 50s, her name would be mentioned alongside Peggy Lee and Dinah Washington, Julie London, Anita O'Day, maybe even Billie Holiday, but there's also this kind of synthesis in there that goes right across decades, maybe makes it new. I think Hopelessly Blue is a song off this new album that you're just crazy for. We're going to hear it. Tell us why you like it so much.
I think it's for some of the reasons that I just mentioned. It doesn't sound like it belongs on the radio now, but it should be. And it sounds like something that's been in sort of the pop culture for a long time, but then again, it sounds like something completely new. And it's something new and natural. And that's a big part of it, too, is her voice and her delivery. To me, they sound completely natural and innocent and wholesome. And I really love the fact that she's never had formal training. I mean, I know we keep bringing this up. Mm. But, you know, we forget that a lot of the great singers from 70, 80 years ago never had any formal training either. Billie Holiday never had formal training.
Yeah.
She, in fact, couldn't read music when she started singing.
Right. Innocent, wholesome, and in her latest video, she's burying a body.
I saw that yesterday. That's something.
Creepy and cool. Let's listen. This is Kat Edmondson with Hopelessly Blue, song written by Miles Zuniga of the band Fastball off Way Down Low, Hopelessly Blue.
Didn't think the day we met would be a day that I'd regret. I never thought someone like you could make me so whole.
Edmondson slows it way down with Hopelessly Blue. Kat, when you slow a song down, and you slow something way, way down here, what's it require to carry it? When you've got all that silence in there and that really slow pace, how do you keep it aloft?
Oh, presence. Just really awareness of the emotion and the expression that I intend for the song. It's a moment to express what I'm feeling, and that's the priority.
And just let that slowly rule. Let's get a call from Charleston, South Carolina, your old stomping grounds, I think. Tasha, you're on the air with Kat Edmondson.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
Very well.
Kat, I just wanted to say that I love your voice and I love your music. And Tom asked a question earlier about how does someone who has to do it on their own compete in this day and age? I just wanted to say that I hope that you doing this and being gritty and saying, hey, no, I didn't go to the record companies, but I did it on my own and here I am. I hope that helps us as, you know, music listeners realize that most of the stuff we hear nowadays is repackaged garbage for the most part. It may have a good beat or there may be one song, but your album's the kind of album that you put on and you listen to from start to finish. And we just don't do that a lot anymore. So I just wanted to say congratulations and keep fighting. And you've got a fan in Charleston.
Thank you so much for your support.
Thanks, Tasha. Remind us of your time in Charleston, Kat. This was when, before you really committed to the singing life?
It's true. I was going to college. My freshman year of college, I moved to Charleston to go to College of Charleston, and I was working full-time and going to school. But I was still just longing to make music, and actually would go and sit in at a blues bar after I got off work at the coffee shop late at night, and I snuck into this blues bar and I'd sing songs and drink beer
and dream,
and it was great.
Shout out right back there to Charleston, South Carolina. Steve, we've just got you for another minute here. You cover a lot of singers coming up, and you know, here's Kat. I mean, she's got nerve. She went on American Idol, it didn't work. She stood right back up and did it again. She's sung a lot in Austin, Texas. What's it take to put this right up on the, I don't know, the high beam where she doesn't have to go online to raise money for her next album?
Well, I don't know. I think it's doing things like this. It's doing this show, and it's getting people to pay attention to her. And my reasons for writing about her and writing a rave review of her CD are selfish in a way. I want her to be able to make more music so I can hear more of her music. And,
thank you.
You know, her music deserves to be heard by a lot of people, and it's this kind of, you know, it's this kind of album that starts off small by somebody who's not a household name that maybe deserves a little more recognition than the latest album by a Madonna or Lady Gaga or somebody who everybody already knows about. And this new album of hers, I have listened to this album at least 50 times since I got the advance, and I never get sick of it. And I can't think of another album that I've, you know, gotten the last 20 years that I can say that about.
Wow.
Thank you. I'm so grateful to you.
That only gets that chit only gets played a couple times in a career by a jazz critic. Steve Greenlee is laying it down for you. Stephen Greenlee, features editor, jazz critic for the Boston Globe. Thank you so much for being with us today, Steve.
Thanks for having me.
Kevin Edmondson in Austin, please stand by there. We'll come back and hear much more. It's great to have you with us. Listeners, you can join us. What's your question for our singer on the move, Kat Edmondson? She joins us from Austin, Texas today. Her new album is Way Down Low. What do you hear? 800-423-8255 is our number. 800-423-TALK. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point.
Good going for myself, but what goes wrong? Sometimes I feel very sad. Sometimes I feel very sad. Sometimes I feel very sad. I guess I just wasn't made for these times.
never gonna drink again. At least not with the firemen.
I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. We're talking this hour with Kat Edmondson, singer behind me right now, with Champagne, original composition by Kat, off her new album, Way Down Low. I was trying to write a song like Cole Porter, she says, and I think she's getting pretty close there. Kat Edmondson joins us from Austin, Texas today. It's great to have her there, and she's prepared to sing a little more for us in this hour as well. You can join us at 800-423-8255, 800-423-TALK. Cole Porter, how was that, Kat? What do? You get playful, get sophisticated, get a little cosmopolitan, call it champagne, and you're halfway there.
Right. Well, I've been asked if that was a true story or not, and it was somewhat of a true story, champagne. I was suffering the repercussions of a really...
a little too much?
Yeah. The night before, and I think this is the second time on the show that I've mentioned some kind of alcohol. No need for concern.
Okay.
Just a coincidence.
It happens
but,
once in a while, yeah.
I did. I sat down in the morning and not feeling top of my game, decided to really push myself and wrote this song and wrote about how I was feeling and started having a real laugh at myself and with myself, and found that the song that I was writing was pretty cute. And I would venture to say that Cole Porter is the king of cute.
Yeah, absolutely. Emperor, king, czar, and you can be a little czarina there. You got the great Al Schmidt and Phil Ramone to work with you on this album. Al, of course, engineered records for terrific, I mean, Ray Charles, Frank Sinatra, Sam Cooke, and Phil Ramone has worked with Paul Simon, Billy Joel. How do you get the attention of guys like that? And what imprint does it make on an album like Way Down Low?
Well, initially I started working with Al because I just reached out to him and asked him if he would mix my first album, Take to the Sky. And that was just, you know, it was a long shot, frankly.
That's bold. That's beautiful, beautiful boldness.
My producer, Kevin Lovejoy, on the album Take to the Sky, suggested that we flip over records and find who was mixing the albums that we loved. And Al's name popped up time and time again. And so it was just a matter of finding out how to get in touch with him, which ultimately became pretty easy because he works out of Capitol. He does all his work there in Hollywood. And we called Capitol. And they said, sure, if you send something, pass it on to Al. And if he likes it, we'll get back to you. And he did. Incidentally, he worked on the original version of Charade with Hank Mancini.
Oh, wow.
He calls him Hank. Which
right.
I think
not,
lovely.
Not Henry. Right.
Right. And then I'd covered Charade on my album, and he became smitten with that track. And the rest was history. It was actually Al that initiated the next recording sessions and said, we got to get back in the studio, and brought Phil Ramone along.
That's pretty terrific. I mean, by all reports, once you raised the money for this, so off Kickstarter.com, so you had it in your back pocket, that gave you a lot of control, and you really got in there and exercised it. Got a comment here online from Kobe. Says, Kat's blowing me away. It's rare these days to hear a singer care about shaping every syllable and sound, but some modern singers she reminds me of in that respect, Feist, St. Vincent. And Kobe says, is there a reason that kind of craftsmanship is more prevalent today for female singers than male? What do you say, Kat?
Gosh, I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question. I can't speak well of it at all.
And yet I know what Kobe's writing about. Donna writes to us on Facebook, I thought it was Astrid Gilberto for a moment, then Madeline Peru when she heard you, maybe baby Gilberto. Babel, excuse me. You've got some Getz Gilberto on this album.
Well, I am very influenced by Brazilian music and Gilberto, etc., Jobim and Elis Regina and all of that. It just made such an impression on me at a very young age.
Erin in Gulf Breeze, Florida. You're on the air with Kat Edmondson.
Hi, Tom.
Hi.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
This whole debate about classically trained or not classically trained, I've been classically trained for 25 years. I've sung opera, musical theater, bar mitzvahs, the whole shebang. But
okay.
For me, it always comes down to words, 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 and communication. And this chica, she definitely has it. She's all about that communication. You can feel it in the way she sings. I mean, Kat, today's the first time I've actually heard you. And I also want to say that it's probably a darn good thing you got kicked off American Idol because, you know, you are your own individual talent, and that's not what that show's about. So clearly you've done well, so congratulations.
Thank you so much. Nice to hear from another singer.
Yeah, Erin, thank you very much. Let's get one more. Port Lydon, New York. Susan's calling. Susan, you're on.
Hi, Tom. Thank you so much for taking my call. This is a fabulous show, and I've listened to you for years, and I'm just honored to tell you this. I have in front of me a Cat's Meow sampler, a five-tune sampler that I purchased when I saw Kat Edmondson performing in Austin in, I think it was 2006, in December, at a Christmas art show. I was visiting my son and daughter-in-law.
Yeah.
My daughter-in-law picked me up at the airport, and she said, oh, I'm going to take you to this venue. It's really cool. There's going to be music and nice craft, arts and crafts, and food. And I heard Kat sing, and I couldn't believe it. And she was probably all of 22 or 23 at that
yeah,
time,
yeah.
And just delightful, absolutely delightful. I've enjoyed her knowing how the success that she's getting now, and I was so grateful to hear her back then, and she sounds even better now.
Hey, Susan, that's great. I don't know if you'd recognize her today. She's chopped her hair off in a pixie cut. She's got a really distinctive thing going on right now. But you heard her in Austin, and that's pretty cool. A lot of years building her reputation right there. Kat, would you sing one more for us there in Austin?
Absolutely.
What have you got?
This song is on the album. It's called I Don't Know on my album Way Down Low.
Great.
Makes me love you so. I don't know. And when you're holding my hand, something happens to me. I feel it way down low. And I don't know how I can hold you because you are so fine. And I thank my lucky stars for the day I made you mine. And if you ever go, I'd be lost without you, and it would hurt me so. Way down low. Ooh.
Edmondson live for us today in Austin, Texas, with her song I Don't Know, the Sonny Henry song off her new album Way Down Low. Thank you, Kat. That's beautiful.
Thank you.
I want to give our listeners an experience that's off the album here right now. You just heard I Don't Know there. On the album, she comes back to that song, reprises it late in the album, slowed way down and with a completely different kind of emotional delivery. We heard from Steve Greenlee at the Boston Globe earlier. He says about this, and I'll play it for you right now. He says, the feeling exactly the opposite of what you just heard. And we're celebrating love there. And she slows it down. The lyrics are the same, but now she seems to regret it. She says it's almost an entirely different version. And Greenlee writes, it's the most beautiful damn thing I think I've ever heard in my life.
I don't know. What it is about you that makes me love you so?
Kat Edmondson with her reprise of I Don't Know, slowed way, way down. Let's get a call from Seattle, Washington. Tom, thanks for calling. You're on the air with Kat.
Wow, you know, I haven't heard you before today, but you have the most amazing voice. I hear Margot Timmons, Carly Simon, the woman who sang The Girl from Ipanema back in the 60s, and even the vocalist from Portishead. It's amazing. I'm hearing those voices all at the same in one sentence.
Thank you.
Incredible.
Thank you.
Tom, thanks very much for that. I'm sure she'll take it. So will we. Brett in Newington, Connecticut, other side of the country. Brett, you're on the air.
Hi, Tom. Yeah. I'm very impressed with the sound quality and everything. It sounds to me like a loving, doting woman who's just all into you. Doesn't necessarily need you, but is into you and just want her around. I've listened to, you know, I when traveling sometimes I'm listening to radio stations and I'm, you know, change the station, heard that, change the station, sick of that, change the station, just not my style, change the station, fall on like a classical music station and I finger's still on the button, but it doesn't push it because it doesn't, the music just gets into you and just relaxes you and then you realize, hey, I could sit up straight and just enjoy this station and listen to it for the rest of the ride, another 2, 3, 5 hours, however long it takes.
Hey, that's great, lovely, Brett. Lovely. Sound like the hooks are in. The hooks are in with Brett and Tom there in Seattle and in Connecticut. Kat, since we've got you, I mean, Brett's listening to you, and he says you're that kind of, you know, loving, doting, into you woman who doesn't really need you. So let's do a little test. Is that you? Is that you, Kat Edmondson?
I suppose so. I do this with all of my heart and all of my soul, and I don't want to do it any other way. It's the reason why I started. And doesn't need you? Well, I think I'm okay on my own. but I'm so grateful to have you around.
There you go. A little profile from the inside out. That's pretty doggone good. You, to raise the money for this album, you said, you know, I'll sing happy birthday to you on your answering machine. You promised all kinds of things on Kickstarter.com to make it happen. Are people cashing in on those now, or how's that work?
Yeah, I've actually already mailed out all of my gifts. There's one last thing that I need to do, which is call and sing for individual voicemail messages, recordings. That's the thing that I've promised that I've yet to return on. But there are T-shirts that were sent out and advanced copies of the CD, and people got advanced digital copies. I've played parties at people's homes, and There have been all sorts of things. And one other thing that I need to do, which there are a few people that actually paid to have me cover a song of their choice. And so I look forward to doing that.
You want to know what it takes to get an album out these days? Kat Edmondson shows you the way. $50,000, more or less, collected there from people just chipping in on Kickstarter.com to make it happen. And we are the beneficiaries today. Kat, it's been great to have you with us from Austin, Texas. We're really grateful to you for coming in with your guitar and your comrade there and your terrific songs. Way Down Low is the new album. When do you tour next, Kat, or are you out there now?
Starting in the summertime, so please stay tuned.
We will be sure to do that, and I think you've got some new followers right here around the country as of today. We'll go out with This Was the One. Tell us about this song, Kat.
Oh, I wrote it. I wrote it on a plane going from Colorado to Austin, and it came to me on that plane ride.
All right.
There you have it.
We're way up in
Thank
the sky.
Thank you so much, Tom.
You're very welcome. Our thanks go to you. Way Down Low, the new album from Kat Edmondson, joining us today from Austin, Texas. Thank you, Kat. And listeners, thanks for joining us. Here's This Was the One. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point.
Was long, and all the time that he was gone, all those long, lonely hours forced that girl to run. Oh God, what had he done? This was the one, this was the one. This was the